Oh, am I next?
Yes, you are.
Okay. Yes, I don't know if our LSB have time to listen to the PNB meetings or the PNB national committees. And I try to, but I cannot listen to all of them. But I'd like to say thank you, especially to Duane Lark, because he's on the National Finance Committee and the National Governance Committee and the National Coordinating Committee, the National Strategic Recovery Committee, and I'm not sure if he's still on it now, but he's also on the National Ad Hoc Committee to pay off the $3.2 million loan that's due on April 1st. And also one other committee he's on, a personnel. Is that right? Duane, are you on personnel?
Okay, Nancy, you're supposed to be talking about yourself.
Well, I don't have to. I have freedom of speech. I just wanted to say this kind of information. Yes.
Yes, I am.
Yes. So five committees, unless you're still doing strategic as well.
I am. Yes, I am.
Okay. And Wally has been on the National Programming Committee. He's been attending regularly. I thank him for that because I'm chair, and so I know he's there. And Lyndon is on one national committee, the audit. Thank you, Lyndon. And Sandra has been on the personnel committee, one committee each, these three people. And I know everybody has a different personal life and private life and how you can contribute your time to Pacifica. I also contribute time to Pacifica. And I really do wish, I really think the best thing for KPFT is to have Duane Lark and Adriana and Venetia Patel Adams as our national directors. That's all. Any questions?
Any questions? You guys?
Yes, Duane Lark.
Minutes. Go ahead.
Yes, Nancy, could you tell us what would you see as a message being sent to the world about Houston being the most diverse city in the nation and 70% non-Anglo in the 5-county MSA? What would that say if the members would find themselves to vote more diversity than they have in the past?
Well, look, the five network stations, those are in four major cities that are dying. Our city is growing every day. We're the fastest growing city and the most diverse city in the United States. And if we have a jackpot here to, yes, did I go over time?
No, keep talking.
Okay. We have a jackpot here that we have to get the word out that we exist for one thing. And we have to make sure Pacifica exists because without those other stations, our voice is just here in the vicinity of 50 miles apart.
I have another question, Nancy.
Go ahead.
If you had been on, if you were elected to the board, would you have?
Sorry, I hate to be the bad guy.
Okay. is it time?
No. Yeah.
Okay, I'm finished then if it's time. I don't want to go over.
Okay. Lyndon. Lyndon.
Is he muted?
Yes, it takes me a second to unmute. I don't know who you're calling next. Thank you very much. I would like to return to the PNB. To finish some business that I've started. And I, contrary to what some people said, I dedicate about 2 hours a day, probably on average, to Pacifica, the Pacifica Foundation, to the work that we do on the PNB and particularly some work I'm doing. And I serve on the audit committee and the strategic planning committee. Now, in the past year, I've worked with our treasurer, Teresa Allen, to get 12 months of bank statements. And that wasn't an easy thing to do. We had to take a motion to the board. Teresa requested them. The IED did nothing about that, even though it was in her right to request those. So I put a motion to the board, and because of the pressure of that motion coming up, the IED did act and got the management here at KPFT to give us those bank statements. And I've organized that information, the information for those statements, and it's led to more questions. So Wally and Sandra and I have initiated a director's inspection, and some of the things that we're trying to get are bank statements for each month of 2018, 2019, and 2020. Income statements for the complete years of 2018, 2019, and 2020. A list of employees, the salaried and hourly employees. Any additional pay beyond their annual, you know, regular pay and bonuses, including the PPP payments broken out. We'd like to get the general ledger for each month of 2018, 2019, and 2020. We want account number list glossary, a list of vendors for those 3 years, the check register, because the information we got on the checking accounts does not give information about who checks were written to. And we would also like, we ask for current age accounts payable, something else we don't know. And there's some things in our bank statements that lead us to believe that we really do need to look at that. And of course, we want to get an inventory of all the KPFT assets for the last 3 years. And that is one way we might find if we have the, transmitter that was down in Galveston. We've been told that it is in the building, but, nobody's been able to lay their hands on it. And we wanted to get the passwords, for other means to access the KPFT social media and computers. So if something were to happen, we wouldn't, we wouldn't be left out in the cold, due to that. And let's see, we want to get the correspondence for the estate. I'm not sure if all of y'all know, but we were left in an estate down in the court.
Lyndon?
Yes.
It's 3 minutes.
Well, those are some of the things I'm working on the estate. I'm still working on getting the inspectors, the director's inspection. And that will, there's a lot of benefits to that stuff. And that's where I'm going. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing for Pacifica and doing for KPFT. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Marianne, you were not at the top of the meeting. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. So you were nominated to be one of the PNB directors. So I'm asking you right now, do you still want to run for being a PNB director, or you want to take your name off the list? But you were not.
Yes, I will accept.
Okay, so now you have 3 minutes to tell us why we should vote for you.
Well, you should vote for me because, first of all, I've never been on the PNB, but I did serve on the LSB for many years during the take back, as some of you know. And so I'm very familiar with a lot of things concerning Pacifica, including some of the history. And, you know, so my background is in business, and I understand and I agree with Lyndon that you must have an understanding of finances and a little bit of business background, so be able to do what needs to be done to keep things running with the station. And a lot of it has to do also with relationships, you know, being able to work with all kinds of people throughout Pacifica, people on the national board, the local board, the manager, the members. Many years after I stopped being on the board, I was did other things around KPFT, and I ran the board for Wally, as a matter of fact, and other programmers. I've worked answering the phones. I was there answering phones. I was helped out. During events. Trying to get people to to sign up for membership with the station. So, you know, I've done a lot of things around Pacifica to help out, even when I wasn't actually on the board. I've been around Pacifica for, I don't know, I guess I would say, has it been about 18 or 20 years? So, you know, I think that I have the experience, and I know a lot of you all, and you know me. And so I think that, you know, I would I do a good job, I think, you know, because I'm not the kind of person that would leave things undone. I always follow through. So it's up to people now, I guess, to decide whether or not they want to elect me, but or vote for me. But that's about it. And thank you for whoever nominated me. I appreciate it. I'm flattered.
Are there any questions for Marianne? You have 2 minutes.
You said all that in 1 minute?
You did.
Wow.
Thank you.
That was excellent.
Thank you.
This is Teresa. I have a question.
Sure.
Go ahead.
If you were on the national board, what committees would you serve on? Like, would it be elections, programming, personnel, finance, audit?
I think I would be good at personnel and probably maybe programming, because I do have a little bit of experience within the station in those areas. And well, in personnel, I do have my background is in business administration, and I majored in management. So I do know a little bit about personnel. I've worked as a manager before. So yeah, I would like personnel, I think. And programming, I think, is challenging. You know, so, but you know, I would just, I would say that I would work, I'm a fast learner. So even though I may not have experience in a particular area, I'm always the kind of person that reaches out to others for help. And I would be able to pick it up pretty quick, even if I don't know it. So I would be willing to work wherever the need, should be.
Thank you, Marianne.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Paula. Paula. Your 3 minutes.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair?
Your 3 minutes.
Oh, okay.
I'm
sorry, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, Adriana.
Yes.
Paula,
that's right, Paula.
I was going to say, I'm as the vice chair, so Madam Chair, I can't really run for anything.
You know, they be you know. Sandra. Thank you, Adriana.
That's okay.
Girl, thank you. Sandra.
Hi, thank you. And thank you for the nomination to the PNB. For those of you who know me, you know that I have been around for a long time. I took a step back in 2010 and just kind of watched from afar, thinking that the bylaws and the takeover were putting us on a new footing. Only to realize after watching from afar that that new footing was being misused and abused by people who had their own agendas. So that spurred me to reinvest myself back into the Pacifica governance. And my first goal was to find a new general manager for KPFT. And that entailed convening the meeting of the MSRC and then eventually becoming the chair of the MSRC with a lot of contention. And there's still a lot of grumblings about that, but I'm very grateful that we found at least four very qualified candidates that we put forward, and that our interim executive director selected Mr. Bays, and he's here now, and I have a great deal of confidence in his ability to be a fearless leader and to do things that need to be done at KPFP to help us move forward, to raise money, to bring in a younger audience, to increase our listenership, and I'm willing to help him do that in any way that I can. As far as working on the Pacifica National Board, I have served on the Personnel Committee and the Coordinating Committee. I hear a lot of people talking about how many committees they have served on. And for me, it's not about how many committees you can serve on, because you can serve on 20 committees and not get a damn thing done on any of them. Or you can serve on one or two committees and actually make some sort of progress. So, you know, the personnel committee on the national level suspended their search for an executive director, which was a little bit disappointing. And they did so because of the finances, which is an accurate resolution because, you know, the finances are in dire straits.
They're right.
But I really, I'm sorry?
I said, can you wrap it up?
Oh, is my time up? Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Okay, so, you know, if you want to vote for me to go on to the national board again, I'm happy to serve. I will do the best I can for KPFT and the foundation. Thank you.
Thank you. Darrell.
I can't thank whoever nominated me because I wasn't even aware that I was nominated. And it's an issue with my email being mixed up somehow. So I'm just going to speak extemporaneously, if y'all will forgive me. I didn't try to jot down any notes at all. I'm just going to put my heart on the table here, okay? I've been on the board I believe since about 2011, I was recruited to be on the board, and I have to be honest with you that KPFT LSB has such a reputation in town that my friends said, oh, I'm so sorry to hear that, or, you know, how can you deal with the craziness? And so I've jumped into a situation that was difficult from Jump Street, for me. What I saw was people who interrupt and use parliamentary procedures and corrections to the perfect Roberts rules to roadblock any discussions and prevent any discussions. And then people who really had some ideas and wanted to do something and were prevented, just like it happened today, all of the interruptions and questions and delay tactics. But since I've been on the board a while, I wasn't able to continue on the board when I was taking care of my parents during 2015 or something. I wasn't able to give notice that I would be absent and stuff. But I'm back, and it seems like it's worse. And the reason it's worse to me is that we have an issue with white privilege and implicit bias, which by definition is unconscious. And so what that means is people with white privilege not even being able to recognize how they're perceived. And yeah, I've been trying to speak since George Floyd about how our relationships are more important than being right or wrong.
The real.
Yeah. And so,
I hate to be a bad guy.
I'm not sure I have the time to serve on the board, but I wanted to give that as my statement.
Thank you, Deborah.
Just from the heart.
You did a good job.
Thank you.
You did a great job. Okay, Darrell is the last one on the list. So, the motion on the floor is to allow Terry Goodman to do what he did with the officers for the LSB. Is there any objection to that?
Madam Chair, this is Bill. I had a slightly different version that
I know you did, but I'm trying to get to the point. Y'all tend to be long-winded, so.
Okay.
I'm just trying to get to the point. But you can say your motion. Go ahead.
Well, I emailed it to all of you just before the meeting, and it was based on some suggestions from Terry Goodman and Fred Blair, who he had recommended to be the second ballot recipient. So I move that slightly different motion. You want me to read it?
Yes, go ahead.
I move that the KPFT delegates hereby authorize Terry Goodman to conduct an email election by all currently serving KPFT delegates for the 2021 KPFT station representative directors, using IRV for the staff representative position and STV for the three listener representative positions, with Fred Blair serving as an assistant teller and secondary ballot recipient. The polls in these elections shall close on Sunday, January 17th, 2021 at midnight Central time. If for some reason Terry Goodman or Fred Blair are unwilling or unable to conduct this election, the KPFT delegates chair or LSB chair is authorized to designate other neutral persons to do so. Additionally, the KPFT delegates, upon today's adjournment, shall be scheduled to meet in an adjourned session on January 20th, 2021, continuing the current meeting for the purpose of completing these elections. So that's the motion, and I'll just point out that Terry said that, you know, per the bylaws, they don't explicitly authorize email voting, and so it's proper to have a separate meeting. That's why he was suggesting next week, next the 20th, a short meeting just to essentially announce and confirm the results.
Is it the 20th election day? No.
No, it's inauguration day. It could be a different day if you want to amend that.
Yes.
That's what he suggested. Probably no earlier than that because it takes them a little time to tally the ballots and see if there's any questions about them.
Okay. My suggestion is that you change the 20th to the 21st.
Okay.
I have a question, Madam Chair.
Yes, Benicia.
If I'm understanding this correctly, it says that all KPFT members will vote, but I believe only members who are present today can vote. And I don't know, maybe that's everyone.
Everybody's present.
Okay. Thank you.
I have a question too.
Who is that?
Wendy.
Okay, Wendy. I didn't catch your voice. Go ahead.
That's okay. So let me get this straight. So the bylaws don't authorize email vote. So you're supposed to vote at a meeting, but we're only having votes on the phone. So then we're going to have two votes on the phone to make it okay to have an email vote. I mean, I don't understand why we have to have another meeting. We're going to get the results from Terry and, you know, I mean, we could ratify it at the next month's meeting. I don't understand the whole extra meeting thing. Sounds like two wrongs making a right or something like that.
Bill?
Let me find an email. What I did was I sent him the draft motion that would I put in the earlier agenda and asked if he had any suggestions or comments because was the one that's supposed to be implementing it. And he suggested, for example, we name Fred as the second person and then have that follow-up meeting. And now hold on a second. I'll find it.
Madam Chair, Dwayne Lark seeks to be recognized.
Okay, here, you want me to read what Terry sent?
No, I read what Terry sent and I don't think anybody else would want to go back through that. The bottom line is we're going to send this stuff to Terry. Terry and whatever his name, Fred, are going to do the same exact thing that they did for the listeners. So I don't understand what the problem is. Wendy is
Dwayne
correct.
Dwayne to be recognized.
Out there. Dwayne.
Susie Dwayne can start.
Okay, I'll go after Susie. Since.
Susie, go ahead.
I don't understand why Bill has to bring everything up all the time. Why don't we just keep the way we were doing, we did the other secretary?
That's what we said.
Yes. So why, Bill, do you have to come up with something else, something different, and not bring it up before the committee and do that as you usually do with your privilege to change things? I mean, does that make any sense to any of y'all? To me, what we did before was simple, quick, and fast. And why would we have to change it? Because, Bill, can you explain that?
Well, before he does,
Madam Chair, this is Sandra. May I speak?
Excuse me, Dwayne.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, I want to point out that whatever Bill has presented, his conversations with the teller, which I have no problem with the suggestions, and I underline suggestions that the teller made, it has no binding authority. And I would argue, I would put forth that because these are extraordinary circumstances with respect to the COVID-19 experience that we have here, even CPB has allowed leniency in what you generally would do. So that would also mean in case of our bylaws does not address a certain thing, we can use real common sense. And that kind of goes with what the previous speaker, member, said, was that if in fact, I don't think we should have a 21st meeting because that may preclude four members on the national board now from participating in both meetings, and it may preclude the new members who are elected should the old members not all be elected from meeting on the 21st if there is a national board meeting, because the bylaws state very clearly that at the late January, the new members will be seated. So theoretically, Madam Chair, if the teller has concluded that the election results are on Tuesday the 19th, then the teller ought to publish them.
Thank
and it's not something that we have to approve because we're not the ones who have the authority to make the determination. We turn that over to the teller, to the electioneer. So we have to depend on the electioneer to follow the rules. And we've had no problem with his results up to this point. I don't see any reason why we have a problem with them. So I don't plan to attend the inauguration on the 20th. I don't think any of us plan to attend the inauguration on the 20th. And I think for expeditious purposes, if there is a 21st meeting of the Pacifica National Board, it needs to be the new members who have been elected effective the 19th of, I believe the 17th, 12 midnight is supposed to be the last time you can vote. And I believe Terry is pretty efficient. So even if he doesn't have the results until Wednesday, at least we will know. And then those members can be notified of a 21st meeting because I plan to call the 21st meeting. That's how I know it's going to be a 21st meeting.
Oh, okay. Any other questions?
Nope. Wendy.
Wendy, go ahead.
Yeah, I just was wondering what was the rationale, and I didn't get to hear the answer from Bill. So what did he say? Why do you guys think that would be a good idea?
May I be recognized?
Go ahead, Bill. She asked you a question.
See an email I just sent to all of you. It was the email I got from Terry Goodman, and he explains it. I personally am fine with not having a follow-up meeting. But he said that elections are not completed until the results are declared at a meeting by the chair. That's the way, I mean, it's basically just a meeting to declare the results, just like Venetia did at the beginning of this meeting that actually finalized the election for secretary and treasurer when she announced the results of the email election. That's Terry's opinion,
he's
and I think
precise,
he's technically correct.
Yeah. I think we could declare it to the by email.
Here, if the chair,
hello,
okay.
Madam Chair, if I may make a point.
Go ahead, go ahead.
If you declare, based on Terry sending you and the board his results, if you declare that that results are accepted and there are no objections to your declaration, you have fulfilled the bylaws' responsibilities.
Thank you. Is everybody in agreement with that?
And we can ratify it at the February meeting, but they could still go in the meantime.
What if we want a recount?
Is everybody in agreement with that? Yes.
Madam Chair, I would ask if there are any objections.
Amen.
Or to raise your hands in the chat. You have a yes.
Say that again.
No button there. There is a yes and a no button. If you are in agreement or if you are not, you can check in the chat, check the yes or check the no. Make life simple, people. Make it simple.
Just hold out.
Madam Chair, I'm calling in on my phone. I don't have the ability to raise my hand or push a button, but I'm just saying. We can resolve this quickly if you ask, are there any objections?
Amen. I agree.
I asked that, I just didn't ask it the way you asked, told me to say it. So let me say it for y'all. Are there any objections?
I have a question, Nancy.
Yes.
Not a question. Objection.
Well, I gotta understand the answer to my question before I can make a decision. May I, Chair?
Yes.
Okay. My question is, if they had this tally, where they had last Sunday, they announced the treasurer and the secretary and the et cetera. That tally, I really would have liked to attend it, but I had another meeting. So can we ask Terry to do it on a Wednesday? Because we have nothing on a Wednesday. But on Thursday, the 21st, we have a PMB meeting, and so they wouldn't be able to, the directors, the present directors wouldn't be able to understand. Okay, that's all. So I'm just suggesting we ask Terry for Wednesday.
Terry didn't give us a tally. He gave us the results.
Right.
That's all he did, give us the results.
You couldn't see it.
No, but they were saying with each thing, oh, this one is blank. This one had,
I wasn't there.
There. Terry Goodman, she's right. He did have a meeting where you could actually hear him going through the ballots. That's what she's talking about.
Yeah, he just didn't have video.
Yeah, and somebody had a blank ballot and their code name was BLANK, and they had a blank ballot.
It wasn't blank.
I mean, the code name was blank.
There were 23 ballots that were returned. There was one that was disqualified because that person was not counted in attendance at the previous meeting. So there were 22 ballots that were counted. Every ballot had a code name. Every ballot had a vote.
Madam Chair, Indiana.
Yes.
Madam Chair, what we can do, we don't even need a meeting.
Yeah.
The board, you can initiate one that you have the results from Terry Goodman.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally acceptable that you put there like a motion, and if every member of this board accept that, we don't need a meeting.
We just agreed to that with no
anything else.
Thank you.
No, Nancy.
What?
I think we need a meeting of just Terry to have the reading of the ballot.
Do you guys belong to any other boards?
Like he did last Sunday. So we can hear each ballot.
Two different things, Nancy.
I understand, but that meeting is important so people can verify that how their code name and how they voted was correct.
I agree with you, but have nothing to do with us accepting or not the results.
So I want that meeting when it's not a PMB meeting, because I want to listen to the PMB meeting and I want to listen to the ballot counting.
Obviously, we have nothing else to do. there are people that and have to spend their time doing something else other than going to meetings for something that's really unnecessary. I mean, obviously you have nothing
else to do. It's necessary to verify my ballot was correct.
Madam Chair, this is Sandra. Madam Chair, this is Sandra. I think that I can help resolve Nancy's concerns, because the teller, Terry Goodman, and his assistant teller, Fred Blair, not only did they do the tally over a Maestro call, but they reported the results via email. So Nancy, would that be acceptable to you, for them to just give you the results via email?
No, it's not just me. It's everybody. Everybody voter.
Okay. Everybody. Okay. Everybody. Everybody. Anybody and everybody who wants to know the results of the election, will it be acceptable for you to receive the results via email?
He does that every time. So this is redundant.
Yeah. Yes, he needs to speak.
Terry does that every time.
No.
Well, I am just trying to alleviate Nancy's concerns.
Well, we just need to have Nancy understand that she'll get the results and she can determine if her vote was counted properly by looking at the results. And Terry does that at every meeting.
Okay, I didn't get into talking now.
Bill for the stack.
Y'all got about 8 minutes before my computer dies. Go on, because I have to go plug up this computer.
Okay, Terry's going to want a copy of the motion that we passed. So is the motion, I believe that what I have is an amendment from Wendy to strike the part that starts with the word additionally, which is the sentence about having a separate meeting. Is there anything else we need to add or replace that with, or if we just want to delete that? I just need to know what to put in the minutes. And I don't think there was any opposition to striking that part of it. I guess the question is whether we add something else.
I have a question
to the stack.
Madam Chair, please.
Excuse me.
I'm listening, but I'm plugging up my computer.
Excuse me. I raised my hand and it went away. Does that mean I'm on the stack?
I apologize, Ms. Durrell. I didn't see your hand up. So if it was up, I apologize. I see it now.
I see it.
Yeah, I see it now.
Time I put it up. It's my first time putting up my hand and then it goes away. Do you see it when it goes away for me?
No, I didn't see your hand up, because I was looking
okay.
Because I have two markers here.
Showing for a few seconds and then it disappears, but okay. I was going to try and get on the stack.
Okay, go ahead with your question. What's your question, Ms. Durrell? What's your question?
I think that Nancy may be talking about doing virtually what you usually do in meetings, which is very important to Nancy. Nancy wants to be an independent, objective observer of the count. You've always been at the meetings in the middle of the room, looking over people's shoulders to make sure for yourself and anyone who's worried that they wouldn't be cheating or made a human error. And that's what you're talking about. It's not what we're talking about. It's how do you participate virtually to be an observer, right? That's what you're talking about.
Yes.
Okay.
Please mute if you're not speaking.
Okay.
Please mute. Teresa,
Madam Chair, I think I have a solution.
What's the solution, Teresa?
I think that counting process can be recorded just like these meetings are recorded. And because Nancy is so involved in so many meetings, she would just have to watch the recording.
Agreed.
Please mute your phones if you are not speaking, please. Thank you.
Madam Chair?
I heard you, Teresa.
Can I call the question?
I'll call the question. What was the question, Carol?
I'm ready to vote.
What was the question?
What are we voting on?
That's what I'm asking you guys, because I had
to move. We're talking, the motion bill is to send to Terry Goodman about how we're going to do the election.
With Wendy's amendment.
With Wendy's amendment.
Okay. Is there a second? Well, you call for the question. All those in favor, raise your hands. And your electronic hand. Well, first, I agree. Are there any objections?
I have a question. Yeah, what are we voting on? To do like we did last time with the secretary and the treasurer thing?
Please raise your hand. Please raise your hand.
Yes. Some of us can't do that.
I want us to do a roll call vote because some people are on telephone. Right. They have no hand to raise.
Well, Nancy.
Right.
Do roll call vote. Roll call.
I have Rita hand up, Madam Chair, and also, Ms. Smith hands up.
I was voting, voting with my hand.
Thank you, Rita. Thank you. Okay, Ms. Smith. You said who, Paula, Ms. Smith?
Ms. Smith.
No, I don't want to say anything. You asked us to raise our hands, so that's why I was raising mine.
Okay, thank you. And I ask again, whoever, please mute. All I hear is someone breathing in the phone or either on a please mute. I think it's star 69 or whatever it is. Please mute if you are not speaking.
Madam Chair, this is Richard.
Go ahead, Richard.
I think you asked the question of does anybody object, and we hadn't found out whether anybody objected.
Does anybody object to the motion?
I'm sorry. What is the motion?
Oh, Nancy, give me a break.
Do like you did last time?
Let's vote regular.
Shit.
Do a roll call vote, okay?
You want me to clarify the motion?
Yes, please.
It's what I read. It's what I emailed just about the time the meeting was about to start with a deletion, except that with a deletion of the last sentence, the one that starts with additionally, which was about having another meeting next week.
Request a reading of the motion again.
And let's call the roll because.
Okay. You want me to read it, Madam Chair?
Go ahead.
Okay. I move that the KPFT delegates hereby authorize Terry Goodman to conduct an email election by all currently serving KPFT delegates for the 2021 KPFT station representative directors using IRV for the staff representative position and STV for the three listener representative positions, with Fred Blair serving as assistant teller and secondary ballot recipient. The polls in these elections shall close on Sunday, January 17th, 2021 at midnight Central Standard Time. If for some reason Terry Goodman or Fred Blair are unwilling or unable to conduct this election, the KPFT delegates chair or LSB chair is authorized to designate other neutral persons to do so.
Okay. Bill, roll call.
Okay. Teresa Allen.
Teresa
Wayne.
Allen says yes.
Teresa votes yes. Adriana Casanave. Are you there, Adriana? Can't hear you. Bill Crozier votes yes. Lennon Foley?
Yes.
Lennon votes yes. Bob Gartner? Can't hear you, Bob. Patrick White?
Patrick votes yes.
Patrick votes yes. Wally James?
Yes.
Wally votes yes. Dwayne Lark?
Dwayne Lark votes yes.
Dwayne votes yes. Mike Lewis?
Yes.
Mike votes yes. Marion Martinez?
Yes.
Marion votes yes. Paula Miller?
Yes.
Paula votes yes. Susie Moreno?
Sorry, I was muted. I pass.
Susie passes. Venetia Patel Adams?
Yes.
Venetia votes yes. Sandra Rollin?
Sandra Rollin votes yes.
Sandra votes yes. Durrell Robbins?
Yes.
Durrell votes yes. Nancy Sabata Naratomi?
Yes.
Nancy votes yes. Wendy Sherrell?
Yes.
Wendy votes yes. Deb Shafto?
Yes.
Deb votes yes. Richard Uzzell?
Yes.
Richard votes yes. Rita Washington?
Rita Washington, yes.
Rita votes yes. Sandy Weinman?
Yes.
Sandy votes yes. Ted Weiskel?
Ted?
Can't hear you, Ted.
I pass.
Okay, passes. Egberto Willis? Can't hear you, Egberto. Going back, Adriana Casanave?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I was mute. I vote yes.
Adriana votes yes. By the way, I'm going to change my vote to abstain. This is Bill. Bob Gartner? Can't hear you, Bob. Susie, let's see. Oh, Susie, I didn't write your vote down. You voted, though, didn't you? What, how did you vote?
No, I did not. Abstain.
Oh, you passed. Okay, right.
Yeah. I don't like that motion.
Do you want to, how do you want to vote? Or do you want to abstain or vote no?
Abstain.
Abstain? Okay.
Yeah.
Ted? Ted Weiskel?
Passed.
I changed my vote to no.
No? Okay. Egberto, I didn't hear you. Can't hear. Okay. Let me see, count the votes.
Is you net, Will?
We have 18 yes and one no. Do you wish to vote, Madam Chair?
I don't need to vote.
Okay, so you're abstaining. Okay. So it's approved.
Madam Chair, Dwayne Lark?
Yes.
I move to adjourn.
Thank you.
Point of order.
Second.
I know what you're going to say, Ted. I will do that off.
Actually, Chair, I have an objection that I feel like everyone would agree with.
Go ahead.
May we hear from the manager for a few minutes, from our new manager, Mr. Bays?
Yes, please.
That would not. Point of order, Madam Chair. That would not be appropriate in session.
I agree with that because we have already discussed all of that.
We're in the delegates assembly. We're not in a regular session, Madam Chair.
Oh, I'm
we have
sorry.
To go back.
I forgot.
He starts on Friday, so he's not there yet.
Yeah, he's not officially. He was here because we just invited him to come to the meeting. He's not here in an official capacity.
Well, he
still asked if he wants to say anything.
He asked a question. He asked a question, so it's official as far as I'm concerned. But he's welcome. He's got acclimated. So we'll look forward to hearing from him at our next regularly scheduled meeting.
Is he still here? Information.
Is he still here?
Oh, yeah, I'm just sitting back eating popcorn, watching the show.
Yes, he's
okay. Okay.
Oh,
that's it.
Is Randall's motion to adjourn out of the delegates assembly and to go back into the LSB meeting?
Oh Lord, yes.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes, Dwayne.
We already adjourned in the original meeting. You call that adjourned, so we don't need to go back anywhere. All we need to do is get out of here.
Yeah. I think we need to go back into delegates. I mean, LSB and then quickly say goodnight and thank to all the participants in the public.
Venetia, Madam Chair, Venetia has her hand up.
We're still on there.
No. I was agreeing with let's get out of here.
That's what I want.
Thank you, Paula.
And Madam Chair, we can do a report out at our next scheduled meeting.
I agree.
We don't need one. This is public.
Great. I agree with you. So, thank you. I said in 2021 I wanted to find something to agree with Bill on. I made it.
Miracles happen. Okay.
You're not off the hook yet, my friend.
Madam Chair?
Motion
we adjourned?
We are adjourned.
I'm on 4 minutes. I feel like a fish.
Madam Chair, could you say thank you to the public that attended?
I don't know.
Thank you for attending.
So Sandy moved to adjourn, I believe.
No, Dwayne moved
everybody.
To adjourn.
Oh, okay.
I second Dwayne's motion.
Yeah,
no second is necessary. All we needed was no objection.
It doesn't matter. I'm seconding anyway.
That's two I got. I got Sandy and
everybody. I'm glad.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let's keep being positive. Happy New Year. I'll get the ballots to Goodman in the morning. Then it's on him. Hello.
All righty. Good
all
night.
Right, guys. Good night.
Night.
Thank you. Good night, Madam Chair.
Thank we you, are Jackie. Adjourned at 9:55. We are on time.
Thanks, everybody, and welcome, David Bice. Bice. Yeah.
Welcome, David Bice. Welcome, new general manager.
Welcome, yeah. David. Thank you, Madam Chair.